This is the Composer's Datebook for October 8th. I'm John Zek. The Russian Revolution of 1917 wiped out many family fortunes, and many Russian émigrés who fled the Bolsheviks had to start from scratch in exile. Natalie Kusevitsky, however, was not one of them. Her family fortune was fairly diversified, so even the loss of her large Russian holdings left her with considerable wealth elsewhere in Europe. And since Natalie was married to the Russian émigré music publisher, conductor, and new music impresario Serge Kusevitsky, that meant a number of famous 20th century composers benefited as well. It's not an exaggeration to say that culturally speaking, without Natalie's fortune, the history of 20th century music would have been noticeably poorer. When Natalie died, Serge Kusevitsky established a music foundation in her honor. One of the foundation's memorial commissions was premiered on today's date in 1943 by the Boston Symphony led by Serge Kusevitsky. This was a three-part symphonic ode written by Igor Stravinsky and dedicated to Natalie's memory. The second movement of Stravinsky's ode was actually a bit of recycled film music. Stravinsky originally intended it for a hunting scene in the Joan Fontaine Orson Welles cinematic version of the novel Jane Eyre. As plans for that film progressed, however, Stravinsky was replaced by the more experienced film composer Bernard Herrmann, who had worked with Orson Welles on a number of previous films and radio plays. For more on significant commissions, notable premieres, and recycled themes throughout music history, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.